This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Until recently, heart failure was something Wayne knew very little about. He knew that he had high blood pressure, and he knew he had a heart attack several years ago when he was just 52. Recently, his health had deteriorated to the point where he could only walk 10 steps without getting severely short of breath. During his sixth hospitalization over 4 months, a well-meaning medical resident came by, pulled up a chair to the side of Wayne's bed, and began to discuss the topic of hospice care. Wayne got furious. He asked to speak with the professor assigned to his case. He expressed his feeling that this was an inappropriate discussion, as he fully expected to recover completely from his setback. Tens of thousands of Americans die each year from heart failure, the inability of the heart muscle to pump blood throughout the body. While doctors have become more skilled at discussing end-of-life issues with people who have serious cancer, we still hesitate to bring up the topic with those who have other types of serious illnesses. Doctors may not recognize, or they may be unwilling to admit, the poor prognosis of serious heart failure. One study suggested that nurses are far better at predicting survival times than doctors. Another recent study published in JAMA and conducted at Duke University showed that the majority of people with serious heart failure grossly overestimated their life expectancy. Now, to be fair, providing people information on prognosis is fraught with uncertainty. But for heart failure, the data is very clear. Only 10% of people diagnosed with a serious form of heart failure are alive 1 year later, yet few of them are ever told these grim statistics. There are a number of reasons why I feel it's important for people to understand their prognosis, that is, if they want it. Knowing that a condition is serious and life-threatening allows us to make some important decisions that can have a huge impact on our life and on our loved ones. If our prognosis is poor, we might choose to spend more time with loved ones. We can make financial decisions and explicitly make medical decisions that we might make differently if we didn't know we had only a few months of life left. Wayne was told information that was technically correct, and the discussion of hospice was appropriate and important. However, this is a delicate conversation that needs a skilled doctor. The doctor needs to start by asking Wayne how much information he wishes to know about his condition and about the prognosis. Time needs to be set aside to answer all of his questions. Later on, once the prognosis is clear and Wayne's had a chance to absorb the information, then discussion about other things such as CPR, hospice care, and other treatments can occur. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.